As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
And our guest this afternoon from the MCCSC is my great friend Deb Prankert, and she is the Director of Elementary Education. Did you bring your umbrella this afternoon, Deb?
I did. I brought the umbrella just in case.
You're a pro. No rookies here in Indiana. We could have all four seasons in 4 hours or 4 days. And it's kind of yucky outside. Well, I hope everybody had a great spring break. And I know that seemed like 100 years ago now. But coming back from spring break, did the elementary kids have a big project to do, if I remember that correctly?
Oh, our elementary kids have been so busy. In fact, I want to tell you about today. I actually had the opportunity to go to Honey Creek. Have you ever been to Honey Creek?
No, I've heard about it. So tell our listeners who haven't exactly what goes on there.
Sure. It's a one-room schoolhouse, and they go back in time.
So is that Unionville? That there, is that out that way?
It is out near Unionville.
Okay.
Yep, it is. It's on Low Gap Road, I believe. And, it's out there a little ways, but it's such a neat experience. It kind of transports the students back to 1888 was the year that they went back to today. And I was out there with some Grandview students, and they were learning arithmetic and reciting some poetry. They had slate boards that they were holding up. It's a fantastic experience where they really get to kind of live back in the old days and experience what a day in the life of a student would have been like back then.
Now, it's 42 degrees. It feels like 34. I'm guessing they were a little toastier than that at Honey Creek.
Yeah, they do have a kind of a wood burning, heater there in the middle of the schoolhouse. So, yep, that's one of the chores. Help bringing in some wood for it and keep it heated. They're cooled in the summer. They have some windows there where they try to open it up to let some airflow in. But yeah, it's a really neat experience. The whole all the supplies, materials, manipulatives, everything are from back. Way back when, lots of artifacts and real gems in that place.
Well, that's great because you can talk about it all you want. You can show them the overhead projector slides all you want. You can show them YouTube videos all you want. But once they get there and get their hands on it, that's when the true learning or at least understanding has to begin. Well, that's awesome. And I know Honey Creek just recycles classrooms out throughout the year as well, so everybody gets a chance at this. The elementary kids get to do a ton of fun stuff like that. How do you determine, besides you get to go to all these places and check them out, that's fun. You call that work? You call that work? How do
it's
you
one
determine?
Of the favorite parts of my job.
Yeah, it has to be. How do you, what makes the cut? And with so many great things here in the region and Indiana University and outdoors, that must be hard to cut down or choose what you're going to use annually.
Yeah, this is something that the children really look forward to going to. You know, they've heard oftentimes their brother or sister or siblings talk about it. And so it's kind of one of those rite of passages where they get to go. Some schools, they go in fourth grade because they're studying, you know, Pioneer and Indiana history, and it kind of correlates to that. Some schools take their second grade students because it fits better for them in that area. So usually either second or fourth grade is where they get to go. And like I said, they look forward to it. And a lot of them will even dress in clothing from that time period. They pack, you know, a meal to eat with their friends and try to picnic. I don't know about today because of the weather, but a lot of times they try to picnic outside on the hillside there. It's kind of up on a hill. And it's such a fun way for them to kind of learn about how things were back in the day. And our fifth grade, of course, get to do the Bradford Wood experience.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about that a little bit, too, because we have some students there today out at Bradford Woods. And that's our fifth grade. So they look forward to getting to go to that experience where they get to go on trail groups and they get to eat family style in a big dining hall. They get to learn about nature, trees, animals, wildlife, flowers, insects. It's a really great time where they get to do some hiking and kind of get to learn about nature where they may not always have access to some of those trails. And so it's another rite of passage for our fifth graders to kind of get to go. And we're happy we're able to return to that.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that. That's right. My daughter's in sixth grade, so she quote unquote missed fourth and fifth grade. And some of these great opportunities. She's cool. I mean, it's not the end of the world. Of course, she would love to go. But you know what? Staying home from school, getting your work done by noon, then playing all afternoon wasn't a bad trade-off either in her world. So there's a little balancing to go on here. But are you looking to add things down the road because these classes did miss a couple years of that? Or is it just not enough hours in the day or days in the school calendar to make all of that happen?
Yeah, we did look into it this year because we knew that there were some students that didn't get that experience, and we really tried hard to see if we could make it work. Unfortunately, we weren't able to with just the number of days and that were in the school year, and then staffing, of course, through Bradford Woods, and it's just been really tricky to try to add more days. But we're already scheduling for next year. We're hoping to return to our multiple day experience where they get to actually spend the night in the cabins, which is always exciting too. So we're already looking forward to next year and trying to make sure we get that lined up and get those dates reserved.
Deb Prankert is our guest. She's the director of elementary education. And my joke that we were talking about coming back from spring break, aren't we iReading, iLearning, state testing doing? We've got to do something to prove that either our third graders, or I can't remember which age group it is, that will surely show those in charge that we are actually teaching people standardized testing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, so they did just take the iRead, which is a third grade assessment, and we're really proud of our third graders. They work really hard, and it's a chance for them to kind of show what they know, and our teachers, too, have worked really hard, so we're really fortunate that we've got so many wonderful teachers out there every day working with our students, getting them prepared and ready, and they did just take that exam or that assessment, so they've got that behind them at this point, so that's a good thing.
What is that take up in the energy and time department for our educators to get quote unquote ready for this, to administer it, the stress that perhaps might or might not go with it? What's the benefit for the children and the school corporation? I know it's not your decision, Deb, and the sarcasm in my voice is not directed towards you at all. It's towards those who make these decisions that I don't know what they're trying to learn from it. But how does it work, and what effect, if any, does it have on the kids? I guess they're back from spring break. They're fresh and ready to go, but it's not a normal school day or a school week.
Right. So the iRead is a little shorter than iLearn, which is nice that it's not as lengthy. It has a nonfiction and a fiction piece, and then it has some word vocabulary section too. So, you know, the information that's gleaned from it is basically understanding whether or not, you know, fiction is easier or nonfiction maybe is a little harder sometimes for comprehension level, but it gives us some information. But yes, you're right. It is a mandated assessment from the state that we give to our third graders.
Yeah,
so
that's not on.
To have it behind us at this point.
That's not on your agenda as director of elementary education.
No.
Those are the cards you are dealt. You are simply dealing them and doing that. When do we get the results back? What do you look for in these results? Do you learn? Do we learn anything as a school or a school corporation about, oh, that was great, we took this and spent this time doing it because it shows us what?
It gives us knowledge about their reading comprehension, and again, kind of whether fiction or nonfiction, and vocabulary, and so it does give us some information that we take and do share with parents and obviously teachers and even the next year's teacher, letting them know what that score is, so they have that information and can help, you know, either remediate or enrich the student accordingly. So. Yeah, that is something, like I said, that we're kind of thankful to have behind us. And we do have our upcoming, our STEM and our GEMS is coming
right
up.
Oh, yeah.
April 9th.
Yeah, we've extended the registration on GEMS, right?
Yes. Yes, I was going to make sure to mention
Please.
That.
No, keep mentioning.
Not
keep mentioning.
Registered. Yeah, we'd love to have you.
How do I register, Deb? And who can register? That's the other thing, because the GEMS, that's, well, we know what GEMS are, but this is an acronym, and the G in GEMS is very important.
It is. It stands for Girls in Engineering, Math, and Science. And so anybody who identifies as female is welcome to come on out. We want them to pre-register just so we have, you know, information all ready for them. We give them a packet. We give them a little bag full of goodies. We have station rotations where they go to and learn about different careers. And so GEMS is a big event that we've done multiple years. It's for 5th and 6th grade. So both grades are welcome to participate. And if they just go to the www.mccsc.edu, they will see it right there. It will say GEMS, and they can click on that. And it says click here to register your child. And we did extend that deadline to April 1st.
That's so exciting.
The actual event is April 9th on the Saturday.
Now, tell me what's going to happen on that Saturday. I know all of us are busy, and we're hoping we're not going to have a snowball fight on that afternoon. We've got other things going on. Is this an all day, in a morning? Do I pack a lunch? Just for somebody who's not familiar with the program, or if they know somebody that says, well, that would be a great idea for my niece or my granddaughter or whatever it is. How does this work? Are we welding? What are we doing that day?
Yeah, so they'll get there about 8:15 in the morning, and they'll check in, because we'll have them already pre-registered, but they'll check in, they'll get a name badge, they'll get their bag of goodies that I was talking about, a schedule. They'll go have a welcome in the auditorium, and then we will have them go off into little stations, and they'll be in small groups of probably 10 or less. And they'll travel together with that group and get to learn about these different careers. And that will take place probably till about 11:30, 11:40. And then we'll do a closing panel at the end in the auditorium. We'll go back there, and they'll be able to ask some of these experts and some of these people that have presented in their breakout sessions questions about their careers, and if they have questions about, you know, what the path they took, or if they wanted to learn a little bit more, we'll have a little panel, a Q&A kind of at the end to celebrate and thank everyone who came.
Very cool. So like half a school day, if we want to put it in terms like that, but that's fun as well. So that registration is open through this Friday. The event is a week from this Saturday, and you can learn all about that at mccsc.edu. You mentioned STEM and STEAM and all of that fun stuff as well. Where's your mobile unit today? Do you have to put it in the shop when it rains, or do you just put the convertible top back on? How does that work?
We still travel around. Yeah, that STEM to them mobile lab has been a wonderful addition to our curriculum and to our programming, because we're able to reach every school and every building. And when they do have rain, sometimes they'll move the classroom kind of in, or they'll go into a classroom within the school. Sometimes they share a space in the building just so they're not outside getting wet, or if it's snowing out, like you mentioned, Indiana weather, you just never know.
Oh, but my goodness.
We improvise and we make it work.
That's so fun, because you see it around, and it seems like every school it stops by, then their social blows up because everybody can't wait. The STEM to them was here. Yeah, well, bring science to everybody. That's awfully cool. Deb Prankert is our guest. Before we let you get back to work, am I missing anything today? I always love to ask that question. I just start talking, then forget that, you know, this is a radio program, and we have to make sure we get all the information out there. What else is on your list that you want to make sure our listeners are aware of, Deb, moving forward?
Well, I just wanted to remind people that we have a wonderful dual language immersion program. Clear Creek and Summit are really implementing this great dual language immersion program and being able to teach and learn about culture and learn Spanish along the way. So that's a really exciting opportunity that we have going on. Our performing arts, we have some amazing performing arts programming going on, artful learning, and we have show choir and different opportunities for our students there. And then even at the high school level, just want to promote the Theater South. I know the Lightning Thief and the Percy Jackson musical.
Oh, yeah.
Their last performances, I think, are this weekend, April 1st and 2nd. So I'd encourage people to come out and support that as well.
Excellent, Deb. So fun catching up with you as always. And if people like more information, they can pick up the phone and call you. What's that number? Or they can head to the website.
Yeah, 812-330-7700. And I'd be happy to talk more about any of the programs. because we'd love to share all the great things going on in MCCSE.
And you got a lot of them. So I will beg Karen to bring you back before we get to summertime as well. So if anybody needs any updates about summer school or summer programming, things like that, I know we're getting close. I don't want to jinx it. Well, no, because we'll just work from home if it snows again. We don't have to worry about it. But, yeah, so we want to make sure that we get everybody up to date on what's happening for summertime as well. So let's do that next time we talk. How does that sound?
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much
awesome.
For having me today.
No, I love it. Thank you for the great information. Stay warm, and hopefully the next time we talk, we've got suntan lotion and sunburn.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Thanks,
Thank
Deb.
You.
Deb Pranker, that's my buddy. She's the director of elementary education for the MCCSC. And you can learn more, as we mentioned, mccsc.edu.